Now, this morning I want to share with you on about the hands of Jesus. The hands of Jesus. So if you would just put up that first slide on the board there, and if you have your Bible, you might want to read in the Bible. It comes from John chapter 20 and verse 24 onwards. So we're talking about the hands of Jesus. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here in my hands and reach out your hand and put your into my side and stop doubting and believe." And Thomas' response was, "My Lord and my God." You know, this particular sermon, by the way, has been kind of bubbling around in my mind for the last number of weeks. But if I can tell you the story behind it, I was out riding my bike one Saturday morning early. The sun was shining and it was cool out there, and I was down at Docklands. I was enjoying the day, and what happened was, as I went to go up the footpath onto the footpath in the road, I misjudged it. I hit a gutter, and the gutters in the city, by the way, are like that. And what happened, don't laugh, Peter, you're allowed to, and what happened was my bike stopped dead, and I went over the top of the handlebars, and I must have broken my fall with my hand. But my thumb is still sore today. I'm going back weeks. And then, of course, I rolled on my back and I hurt my ribs and my back. The thing that intrigues me about that, though, if you watch the Grand Prix racing, those guys come off those motorbikes at 150, 200 k's an hour. And you see them rolling down the track. Then they start to slide down the track. And when it's all over, they do this and they get up and they walk away. John Gray hit the curb at 5 kilometres an hour, and I almost ended in hospital. And that's true. But, you know, the injury highlighted to me the importance of my hand, that how important these four fingers to work in with this one here. And, you know, I wasn't able to do a whole bunch of things. I couldn't open the door of my house because I couldn't use my thumb.
Unless there is a little finger there,
yeah, correct. Yes, absolutely right. Well, just all the little things that I couldn't do. I couldn't open the milk bottle. I couldn't push my electric button on my toothbrush. I couldn't do up my belt buckle. And so it went on. So, yeah, well, yeah. No, it's still swollen. So there it is. No, the belt's done up. The belt, I'm all right now. Thank you very much. Good to be back in church, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. Now, let me remind you, I'm speaking about the hands of Jesus. And just a little bit of trivia, but the word hand in the King James Bible is mentioned 1,466 times. The word hands is mentioned 462. You know, in our everyday conversation, we refer and we reference to our hands. What do we say? Can I give you a hand? Can I lend you a hand? Oh, Tony's got his hands full. Yeah, that's right. What did Pilate say? He said, "I washed my hands of the whole thing." You know, I they came empty-handed. Any others? Yeah, give you a hand. Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about hands. You know, and there's some European people that express with their hands. I was told about one particular group of Europeans, if you took their arms off, they wouldn't be able to speak. You know, you look at a newsreader on the TV, you look at the newsreader, they always have their hands like this because they're not allowed to use. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we use our hands. You know, when I do a wedding, and I'll ask the bride and the groom to turn to each other, and I ask them to join hands. You know, when some of our mates have been ordained, and myself, that when you go there, you have the hierarchy of the church, and what do? They lay their hands upon you. The disciples, when they were out there healing people, they laid their hands upon them. So we're talking about the hands of Jesus. Now, I want to go back to John chapter and verses 24 and 25 again. So let me read them to you. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And this verse 27, Jesus said, put your finger here, see my hands and reach your hand and put it into my side and stop doubting and believe. You see, Thomas touched Jesus' hands. Now, there's this theological debate, but it doesn't matter whether the nail was there or there. The fact is that Jesus, like Doug said, was nailed to the cross. And those nails were driven through. You see, Jesus had suffering hands. Now, when we have communion, Jesus said, "Each time you eat this bread and you drink this wine, remember me." And he suffered through the nails upon the cross. And you see, Jesus suffered for all mankind. Past sin, future sin, present sin. In John chapter 1, and I'm not putting them all up because there are so many different verses, but in John chapter 1 and verse 2, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. You see, the most sinful place that has ever been on this earth was when Jesus was nailed to the cross, because he took the sins of all mankind. Let me move on. You see, Jesus' hands are healing hands. Mark chapter 8 and verse 22, the blind man. It said that Jesus took the man by the hand and led him out of the city. And then the scripture said he spat in his eye. Now, I don't know whether he did that or maybe did this. But the point, it was spittle. You know, when you read the rabbis and the Romans felt that doing spittle had something to do with eyesight. It was good for your eyes. I know sometimes when you do that, when you've got, who knows. But we know that the blind man was healed. The leper. Yeah, Mark 1 verse 40, it reads that the leper was healed by Jesus. You know, leprosy was looked upon as a curse of God. Now today we have they call it a different name, not leprosy anymore, but they call it Hansen's disease. But you see, lepers were not allowed to go near people. And what would happen, they'd have a bell, and as they walk along, the bell would ring. And they would also have to, if someone came near them, they would have to say, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." They'd have to call out. In Leviticus chapter 14, you can read all about it. In fact, they even believed in isolation in those days. But you see, Jesus broke the law, because what he did was he touched the leper. And the leper broke the law by coming close to Jesus. And when Jesus touched him, it said the leper was healed. Because Jesus has healing hands. And church, by the way, if there's ever a time that the community has needed healing, it's now. You know, there are so many wounded and hurting people out there right now. And Margaret and I can tell you a number of different stories. And there are many powerful scriptures about healing. You see, Jesus' hands were gentle hands. Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 through 16. Remember that verse how Jesus took the children into his arms? And it said that he laid his hands upon them and blessed them. They were gentle hands. And a couple of years ago, I was talking to Margaret about this last night, that a couple of years ago, a family said to me, would you come to the Royal Children's Hospital with us, meet us there, and would you spend some time with our very sick baby? I said, of course. And what would happen, I would go there on after church here on Sunday, and I would sit in the critical care, I think it's where the baby was, and the family would leave and leave me with the baby. And I would just sit there, you know, with that little baby patting. And then I would pray for that baby and I would sing. I'm not sure about my singing to that little kid, you know. But nevertheless, and it was a real privilege to be able to be in the Royal Children's. And I've been there a number of times with different other things. And by the way, the baby did finally become well. And I mean, praise God for that. But you know, when you go into the Royal Children's Hospital, I want to tell you, it's a very humbling experience. And when you leave, and after being there and seeing some of those children, when you leave, it puts all your problems into perspective. Jesus' hands are praying hands, Nathan, please. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus would pray all night. There were different models he used. And Jesus would get up early in the morning and he would pray. Prior to the crucifixion of Jesus, he was praying, and what happened? His sweat turned to blood. And I was reading about it this morning. It was the agony that he was about to go through. It was unfathomable. So I'm talking about the hands of Jesus. There's a story, and I believe it to be true, about a village in France. And in this particular village, this is back in the Second World War, there was a big statue in the town of Jesus with outstretched arms. And what happened was the Germans bombed the village and the statue was damaged. And what happened was the arms, the hands and the feet of the statue were blown off. And so rather than repair it, the very next day, someone overnight had put a sign at the base of the statue. And it said this, "You are the hands and the feet of Jesus." You know, that's true. We are the hands and the feet of Jesus. You see, because we are the people of God. Jesus' hands are comforting hands. You know, and sometimes comfort can come this way. Someone's distressed just by putting your hand upon their shoulder. And I did mention this years and years ago, but I remember there was this ad that I watched on the television. And it was an old man, it was probably in a, you know, aged care, and he was walking so slowly like this. And right beside him was a nurse or a physiotherapist. And as he walked, the carer put his hand upon his shoulder. And then the old man responded by putting his hand around the carer's waist. You know, it said a lot without saying a word. You know, I had to do a funeral on Friday. And the people there were inconsolable. They were not being consoled. But I prayed for them. And then I did, and I didn't really know these people, but I put my hand upon their shoulder. And one lady said, "John, I feel some peace and some comfort." And that was a really tough one. Nathan, next one. This particular picture is very, very special to us. See that hand? That hand is 98 years of age. And that dear lady is in the last hours of her life in coma. And that other hand is my hand. You see, right then, we are the hands of Jesus. And just holding that lady's hand brings comfort. Knowing that someone is there to hold the hand. And by the way, that lady is Margaret's mum. But it was just an absolute privilege to be there, because the hands of Jesus are comforting hands. Let me give you a summary in finishing. Jesus' hands are suffering hands. Jesus' hands are gentle hands. Jesus' hands are praying hands. And they're comforting hands. Let me give you one more, please, Nathan. Remember this fella here? That's Nick Wojcik. That's his little son. And Nick was born, no arms and no legs. And if you remember once, I played a video here of Nick. And Nick is an amazing man. No arms and no legs. And he has one of the toughest ministries, and I've tried that. Have you ever been out to talk to a bunch of secondary school kids? But that's what Nick does. He sits on a table up there like that, and the kids come and hug him. And the tears are in their eyes. And then Nick talks to prisoners. He goes into the prisons, these tough guys, and they just flock to the front and drop to their knees and give their heart to God. Why? Because Nick is the hands and the feet of Jesus, yet he hasn't got any. I'm reminding you that you are the hands and the feet of Jesus. You see, the scripture says that, and I had this kind of picture the other night, that Jesus, for the Brimbank Church of Christ, has his arms stretched out like this right now. And he says to you, come. If you're weary, come to me. If you're troubled, you can trust me. If your body is unwell, then come. Because Jesus' arms are outstretched and his hands bid you come. Just as I said, the hands of Jesus. Amen. Would you all stand with me? You know, we haven't done this for a while, a long time. And this morning, Narelle, please, if you would. Thank you. Just, and I don't know. I mean, maybe you respond, maybe you won't. But as I said, Jesus' hands are healing hands. Jesus' hands will bring rest to the weary. And I know in my own life that I have to continually, you know, come before the Lord in prayer and recommit. No, because we can get used to doing this stuff, just coming to church every Sunday. But you see, God is asking more of us to be the hands and the feet out there in the community. So I don't know this morning, but if you wish to come here, we'll stay a distance, but we'll pray. Just that public confession of... So if you're in a need this morning, we'll just wait for a minute and then... we'll pray. So if you want to respond in any way at all, I'm inviting. And don't be embarrassed. It's all good. Pray. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning that, Lord, we're allowed to come back into this church and be the people. We are the people of Christ. The Lord Jesus, you have given us a command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Lord, we are your hands and your feet. And Lord, I pray today that we can be that to the world. And Father, for those that are in need, those that are struggling with whether it be family, whether it be work, whether it be with health, maybe their hearts are troubled, Lord. I pray, Lord, at this very sacred moment, that you would place your hand upon that person. Lord, for that body that's unwell and is experiencing pain, I pray, Lord, that you would bring healing to that body in the name of Jesus. Lord, you touched the leper, you touched the blind man, and anybody that came received healing. Father, we thank you this morning for your presence and for your power. In the name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, Amen, amen. Thank you.